Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash. Hot 91's Double or Nothing on the way. The pot's worth 20 grand. But yesterday, my friend Liv was telling me about a story that happened to her at the gym that I think we could all relate to. So I decided maybe we should just get Liv on the phone to tell the story instead. Morning, Livy.
Good morning. I just can't tell you anything anymore, Ash, without it becoming a radio story.
No, it's true, darling. But I'm really looking forward to this one. And by the by, how's the rash?
Oh, the rash, you're so left field, mate. I can't keep up. Let me just tell you the situation that I told. I even thought, I'm like, better not tell Ash or it'll become a radio story. Next minute, here we are.
So, Liv, so, I need you to tell that story on air for me in the morning.
So, about 6 weeks ago, a new lady started at my gym in my Monday class. I take like a little cycling class in the morning. And I met her and I was chatting to her and we were talking about our dogs. My dog's name is Romy, blah, 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 blah. Next week, I go back in and she goes, oh, hi, Romy, how are you? And I was like, oh, shoot, okay, all right. Maybe that's an accident. She didn't mean that. We are now 6 weeks on and she says, good class, Romy, at the end of the class. And I don't have it in me to tell her.
You've got it.
I've left it too long. I should have told her day one, but I didn't. And now we're 6 classes in and she thinks I'm Romy and I haven't corrected her. And I don't want to. It's too much. It's too awkward for me.
If you do a good class, Liv, does she give you a scratch on the belly? And a schmacko?
My leg's not going, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Righto, help Livy Gill out here. What should she do? Should she fess up and say, you've got my name wrong? Or does she just let it slide?
No, you got to fess up. It's your name. It's sacred. All right. Thanks, Liv.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.